podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Very excited to join us. Before we get started, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, bar none. Go over and check them out. Mention Coach Unplugged, High School Hoops, 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast, Funnel Down Defense, High School Hoops, Youth Basketball Coaches, whatever podcasts in the Coach Market network. Just mention us, mention me, Coach Collins, and they'll give you $400 off your next purchase. It is great. We had them revved up today in our open gyms, and I think you'll love them. Go over and check them out. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. This is going up in June, early June 2022, so I don't know when you're going to be listening to this, but we're going to be closing down our membership to new members at the end of June. So if you want to jump in, now is the time to do it. Obviously, members that are in already will be able to stay in, and they'll be able to stay in at that price. So come over and join us and learn all about Teach Hoops and find a new mentor and all the great things that are over there at teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. All right, today we're going to talk about some traits of successful coaches, but even more successful people. I think both of these traits not only work for successful coaches, but work for successful people. And I'll kind of dive into it a little bit about how that works. But first of all, and this is one I've not always been good at, and the pandemic I think really helped me a lot, but getting up early, I think that is a big thing. I try to get up early and I try to stay up late. So you go, when do you sleep? Well, I try to take a good cat nap or two when I get a chance. But I think it's that window when no one's going to bother you. I think that 5 to 7 a.m. and that 10 to midnight time, you don't tend to get phone calls. You don't tend to get texts. You don't tend to get distractions. You can get things done. I do some of my best playmaking and coaching ideas. I came up with a rebounding drill, two or three days ago. And it was in, I think it was in the morning window where I'm just, that would be good. Tried it with at our youth camp, and it worked out really well. So anyway, I think that's a good thing. So number one, get up early. Number two is continuously read or listen. I don't read books like I used to. I tend to listen to books more than I read them now. Those of you that are watching on YouTube can see I love books. I love to read. I don't read as much as I want. That's one of my retirement plans, is to read more. I listen to a lot of things right now on Audible because it allows me to do more than one thing. But I think successful people, and this will go into another one, but are always reading, are always questioning, are always asking the why question. Why am I doing that drill? Why am I doing that? And I think when you read continuously, you're always doing that. So this leads into number three, in which you're always learning. I know as a human being, I'm always learning, but as a coach, you have to learn. And I was talking to one of my friends the other day, and I was talking to him about the ways that we used to learn, about going to clinics and about, getting DVDs in the mail and all those kind of things, and how things have kind of changed. But I think you always have to be learning as a teacher. 30 plus years, I think I'm just getting into the window right now of becoming a teacher, because I'm always learning. I'm always learning new ways that students learn specific things. So number three is always learning. Number four, exercise regularly. Sometimes I'm good at that. Sometimes I'm not good at that. During the pandemic, I was really good at it. But I think it allows you to clear your mind. I think sweat is good. I don't do it as much as I should. I try to exercise as much as I can. I am a... So I think that is a big thing. Number five is have meaningful relationships. I think that's on the court and off the court. I think it's with people that are important in your life, but also you have to build relationships to build trust both on and off the court. So I think in our podcast, we've talked about that a lot, about building relationships, about building trust. I was trying to jump on one of the of those things, slides that are, or sleds that they pulled today. I jumped on one, tried to stand on it, and the kids were laughing pretty hard. So building relationships, I think, is important. Number six is express gratitude. Say thank you to the people that are helping you. Thank you to the custodian that's opening the gym up. Thank you to the secretary or assistant that's helping you on a regular basis. You know, all of those things. Number seven is love the game. If you don't love spending time in, like this morning, literally was in the gym for 2 hours and I jumped in the car, had to go up and do some stuff at my parents' lake house. It's like, you have to love that heat. You have to love the game. You have to love the competition. You have to love the kids. You have to love the headaches and the parents and all the things that come along with it. If you don't love it, it will be a grind, and who wants to do anything that's a grind? So I think number seven is love the game. Number eight is give credit to the other people. You know, I've built a pretty one of the most successful programs of the last 20 years in the state of Wisconsin. It wasn't me. It was my players. It was my parents. It was my community. It was my assistant coaches. I'm just along for the ride. I'm steering the ship, and they're doing all the hard work, and I'm getting the credit for it. The captain, I guess when the ship goes down, you get the blame for it too. But you give credit to the people that have helped you get to that specific point. Number nine is share the game. It's one of the reasons I started teachhoops.com. Oh, before we do that, first of all, before we jump into number nine, I want to give a big shout out to Hoopsalytics. You know, they've become a sponsor. You know, they are where you should be. And this goes back to learning the game and loving the game. You need to break film down. They are an affordable way to do it. They will help you do that. I will put the link down below that will kind of talk about all the things. But, you know, when I was a young coach, I was breaking film down all the time. And I was doing it, you know, on the, like I said, on the old, you know, old, hold on one second. I'm looking something up here. One of the old VCR tapes and things like that. I think it's just so important to be able to do that. They are an affordable way. They will give you every statistic you want. It's Hoopsalytics, hoops, like teach hoops, hoops, ALYTICS.com/teach, and they'll give you 25% off. It's awesome. You should go over and check it out. Like I said, they will give you everything you need to kind of break the film down, to find out what you need to become a better basketball coach. And, you know, it's one-stop shop. It is everything that you will ever need to take it to the next level. And I just think it's one of those things that you need as a basketball coach. And I think one of the great things about Hoopsalytics is they allow you to kind of look at lineups, look at pluses and minuses, you know, player lineups, combinations, production, unproduction, all those kind of things. It is, I mean, literally I could spend a whole podcast just talking about the front page. But anyway, go over and check it out, hoopsalytics.com/teach. And they'll give you a huge discount over there, 25%, if I remember right the last time I looked, and they'll take really good care of you. So, all right, so go over and check that out. So I was on number nine wanting to share the game. I was talking about that's one of the reasons I started Teach Hoops. It's one of the reasons I don't fish as much as I used to, and I'm in my studio doing podcasts. I want to share the game. I want to make you think about things, and that's, you know, why I started Teach Hoops, why I do my YouTube channel. You know, why I do all these podcasts. I want to share the game. All right. And then number 10 is have great habits. You know, how are you planning? How are you practice planning? How are you planning for the season? How, you know, habits build you. And one of my bad habits is my office. It's really kind of a mess right now. But I think habits have allowed me over the last 25 years to build the program that I wanted, you know, about waking up early, about how we run our expectations, all of those things. I think all of them are super important, and they'll make you a better basketball coach on a regular basis. All right, so let's go through these again. Number one, get up early. Number two, read continuously. Number three, always be learning, and that's where Hoopsalytics kind of comes in. Hoopsalytics.com/teach. That's where that comes in, because it will, you break the film down, you can get specific tags, all that stuff. It's great. It's very affordable. You know, it's not like the tens of thousands or thousands of dollars, very affordable. They give you a free game too. So always be learning. Number four is exercise regularly. Probably a C for me on that one. Number five, have meaningful relationships. Number six, express gratitude. Number seven, love the game. Number 8, give credit to other people. Number 9, share the game. And number 10, have great habits. I hope all of these were helpful to you. Let me know in the comments down below, or send me an email, and let me know, steve@tchoops.com. Let me know what you think. All right, have a great day, everybody.
Sports Social Podcast Network.